Okay, I'm from the Saginaw, Michigan area. My wife, myself, and my 9-year-old son were were in Iroquois Falls watching a hockey game. We had spoken with one of the managers of the team, and the manager told us that there was a quicker way to get home, so we followed his directions, and we went down 144 through, you know, from Timmins to 144 down to, I forget the name of the road that travels from Sudbury over to Sault Ste. Marie, Canada. My wife and I left the hockey rink, the hockey game rather late that evening, and we were traveling down 144, and about 3:30 in the morning, we come up over a hill, and there had been several different small little construction zones and stuff that we traveled through. And we come up over the hill, and there was a kind of a yellowish orange light, small at the time, kind of off to the left, kind of in our general straight direction, but off to the left slightly. And it had had a little pulse to it, very soft. It wasn't really bright light. It was soft light. I turned to my wife and said, "What the heck is that? What do we got going on up here?" And we just kept getting closer and closer and closer to the light, and it kept getting larger and larger and larger. And at one point, it was on my left hand side, and I don't recall how it got across the road, but it did. It crossed the road in front of us, and it was hovering now over our car on the passenger side, just off the road, over the trees. My wife was petrified, scared, and I was, my adrenaline was pumped up dramatically. My 9-year-old son was still sleeping in the back seat. I slowed down dramatically. I wanted to take pictures of it, and my wife was so scared. She turned to me and said, "You know, what are you doing?" And I said, "I'm gonna take pictures." She said, "Go, go, go! I'm gonna throw up. I'm so scared." You know, she was so scared of this. Looking at this light, it wasn't yellow any longer. It was really like a bright white light, and it had, you know, it was lighting up our entire vehicle. The interior of our vehicle was lit right up from it, and there was like I don't know how to explain it other than to say they were like a smoke tentacles coming from it. It was almost like it was falling, like a waterfall. Was the light was falling from this object. I looked out over my steering wheel through the front window of the vehicle, and you could see, I mean, I could see like a black structure too, but I couldn't tell what it was exactly. My wife said that she could look up in, like, through the object, and she said it was black, like a black steel looking object. Is that correct, Jolene? A circle. I could see an outline of a structure, but I couldn't tell what it was. So she asked me to, you know, go as fast as I could to get out of there, and I did. The entire time we were driving, we never stopped. We were still driving along. The whatever it was hovering right next to us. I mean, we're moving, and it was moving right along with us. And, you know, at one time I would say for quite a bit of time, and I don't know how much time passed exactly, you know, a couple minutes at least, it was right next to us within 30 or 40 feet of the vehicle. It was that close. But I, you know, I had the vehicle's roof was in my way, so I couldn't get a good look at it. And my wife was so afraid that she didn't want me to stop. I wanted to stop and take pictures, but she didn't want me to. So took off as fast as I could. Now I'm going probably, I don't know how fast I was going, but pretty fast. And we slowly gained, took off away from it. My wife said it followed us for about 3 miles. And there was I could see it in my rear view mirror. Now my actual rear view mirror was filled up with clothes and stuff, so I couldn't see out of the actual rear view mirror, but I was looking out of the side mirror of the car, and I could see it behind us. Now at this point again, it was far enough away, it had turned like the yellowish orange color again, and you could see it like pulsating, and it wasn't real fast pulses. It was like if you could count it off, like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2 again. And it was just a slow orb or a slow pulse. Again, not real dramatic in color, kind of dull, really. So we got down the road a little ways, and my 9-year-old son woke up and wanted to know what we were talking about, and we didn't want him to know what was going on. We didn't want to scare him. And he asked us why we stopped back there. And, of course, I didn't even think anything of it at the time. He muddled something like, I saw the white guy on the side of the road. And I had no idea what that meant at the time. I still don't, really. But we had told him, because we have the standing joke in our house, because we watched the Bigfoot, Finding Bigfoot on television, that we were, that we'd seen Bigfoot, and we chuckled about it and kept driving. But the more I think about what he talked about, the car never stopped once. We never stopped. We slowed down. We never physically stopped. And so, I just wonder, looking at the time, it seemed like the time frame never really changed. It seemed like everything was good as far as, like, we didn't really lose time or anything, but I don't know. It that concerns me a little bit. I don't really know what happened there. So, my wife has been a serious skeptic of this stuff for years, and I'm a believer, but I've never really had anything like this happen to me before. I'm 47 years old now, and really, I'm not looking for any publicity over this. I just want to tell my story and want somebody to hear it. As we were driving again, now we're maybe 7 minutes down the road, and if you've ever traveled down Northern Ontario Highway roads at in the middle of the night, during the day you don't come across too many vehicles, but at night you really don't. And there's a truck that was going the other direction, like a big truck, like a big rig. And my wife, this is how serious it was. My wife says, "Should we alarm him? Should we let him know what he's going towards?" And of course I said no, and we kept going. But I'd just like to know if someone else out there has seen this or has had an experience like this. This was very close, and although I'm not scared of it, it's something that it's got my curiosity. My wife, I think, would rather just forget all about it, she's kind of doesn't want anything to do with it. But it's she wouldn't deny that it happened. She just doesn't want anybody thinking we're crazy. So, I guess in a nutshell, it happened just north of Halfway Lake on 144. I meant to say that at the beginning of the story. It's been a few weeks since the incident, and I know that Michelle's been after me to do this, and I've been contemplating whether or not I should or not. I want to remain anonymous. I don't want everybody knowing who we are, but I want my story heard so that, if other people see it or hear it or anything like it, maybe they'll come out and talk about it as well. So I guess, Michelle, that's my story.
And what was the date again?
It would have been, what was the date? It was the 13th. September 13th, early September 13th. So it was a Sunday morning, like about 3:30 in the morning. So. And we're American citizens, and we were just there watching a hockey game over the weekend. So that's my story.